This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program here, talking about internet freedoms being wiped away in the European Union, the freedom to do one of the most basic things you've ever been able to do on the internet, create a link, is going to go away.
Yeah.
It's passed this package of just absolutely ridiculous and invasive rules and restrictions on EU internet access and how the internet actually works has been passed. It now must be apparently implemented by the 28 EU member states. You said, I think, January was some kind of deadline for this, or it's going to be happening within the next year, it sounds like. And it's going to, of course, make life very, very difficult for pretty much anybody who wants to share a thing from a media company, which, of course, happens all day long on platforms all around, you know, the planet. This is basically what the internet is. I mean, you take away all the graphics, yeah, right? We have a very beautiful World Wide Web today with HTML5, and, you know, it's very, very nice and interactive, and it's very slick. But you and I, Chris, we were around back in the, you know, the early 1990s when we were probably young teenagers experimenting around with what was back then essentially a text-based version of the web, when all it was just black and white text on a screen. There were still links back then. That's all it was, right? You'd go down, you'd read the page, you'd see the links on the page. Sometime the links would take you to another page. Sometime the link would take you to a graphic, like a GIF or a JPEG that you could download to your computer and then open it once the download, you know, was complete.
Oh, yeah. Very, very basic.
But at that time, it was still all about links. That's what it was always all about. That's how you found out things that were related.
That's what defined the web, was links. Yes, without links, there is no web.
That's how fundamentally crazy and backwards this whole proposal is, because they're talking about
Europe has just outlawed the web.
Correct. They've outlawed the fundamental aspect. Unless you pay, in which case, no problem. Go ahead. Pay up to Newsweek or you know, whichever media company you want to link to, the Wall Street Journal or whatever.
I don't know if I'd call it the web, though, at that point, because it's okay,
yeah,
so the web
is
supposed to be like an interconnected network of like users and stuff, not necessarily
it would become a permission
if
web.
If it's just the media companies out there, then it's like cable TV. It's not all a user
web.
It's not a user based system. So it's basically we're going back to cable TV.
So I was looking during the news break at Australian internet news, because I'd kind of mentioned that, and I wish I could play it on the air. There's a great YouTube channel called The Juice News, and they do like the rap news. I don't know if you've ever seen these things. They're hilarious. They're well written. The music is fantastic. And they put something up recently that is just skewers the Australian government and all of its proposed regulations over there. So I wanted to kind of shift, since we were talking about internet-related stories. I've got one that's just absolutely ridiculous about government-run internet, which is apparently a thing in Australia. But first, we go to Chris, calling from Chris's house. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
I've been listening for a long time. I just figured I'd touch base, but let y'all know we're okay over here in North Carolina.
Oh, hey, where are you in North Carolina?
At the very bottom, right before you get to South Carolina, right up against the coast.
What is that, Wilmington?
Wilmington and Myrtle Beach.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we used to be on we're on in Myrtle Beach on Saturdays, and then Topsail Beach in Wilmington we used to be on there. So it's good to know that everything's all right. Do you have any power?
No, we lost power. It was almost 24 hours ago. But, you know, I've got a generator and it's humming right along.
So you're in Wilmington?
No, south of Wilmington. If you're traveling down 17 from Wilmington to Myrtle Beach, right before you cross the South Carolina line to get into South Carolina, that's where I'm at.
You're along the coast. You're right there along the coast, right?
Oh yeah. I can.
Okay.
I mean, 2 miles in the ocean.
So it's hit. The storm has hit, and has everything been wiped out?
Everything's not wiped out. I mean,
well, it was supposed to hit Wilmington directly. Did that actually happen?
Yeah, it hit Wilmington directly. There's been a few fatalities and everything that they've talked about on the radio and stuff.
Yeah, Wilmington was evacuated.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I got my my partner's got family in Wilmington, and they left for I don't know, the hills, basically.
600,000 people without power, according to a headline here at the Drudge Report.
Well, I think they were ordering people to leave. Like, I don't think they had a choice.
The beaches were evacuated. Anybody on the beaches had to get out. Anybody that was in, you know, mobile homes and stuff, they needed to get out. There was a few structures they went around to and told people they could stay. It wouldn't hold up. But other than that, I mean, a lot of people left, but there's still a few people here.
Yeah, I always wondered, you know, if the cops came around and were banging on your door and you didn't answer, they don't know you're there. They can't force you out of your home if they don't even know you're in there.
No, but they could arrest you potentially if you stay.
If you came out and, like, showed yourself, right? Like, but if you don't answer the door, then what are you going
to
do?
New Orleans, back when they had, I forget what storm it was, but,
Katrina.
Katrina. They were arresting people.
They were.
You know, because they weren't supposed to be there in the city. Except for, I think, in some stadium or something like that.
Well, that's where they're, putting people, and it turned into just like an absolute hell zone.
Yeah.
In the stadium. Chris, was there more you wanted to share, there on the ground in the hurricane?
They come up to my house and knock on the door. They'll know I'm here because I got my generator going. And, you know, they're not getting rid of me.
That's how I feel. I think that if you want to stick it out, there's really very little that they're going to be able to do. Ultimately, if you're not cooperative, if you don't open the door for them, it's unlikely they're going to bust it down.
Yeah, I think they're
not going to waste time. One lady that had a heart attack and the emergency crew couldn't get to her, so, you know, she didn't make it or anything. And, you know, so a lot of the crews were just, if you need emergency, definitely call 911, but if not, you know, don't do it for frivolous crap. But, they ain't gonna mess with me. We're good to go.
Yep. Are you in a real, like, brick building, or is it like, some sort of...
No.
You
know. It's a manufacturer. I'm on the brick foundation. And, yeah, nothing's happened. We've not had any windows. We've got a few trees around it. A lot of them broke up. But, I heard Wilmington got hit, and New Bern and everything around that area, you know, flash flood and all. And now Longs, right down South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, yeah, they're getting it real bad now. But, you know, it's mainly just rain and wind, and we're going to have some flooding here when it's all said and done.
Is it over, or is it just... We're
still getting pounded?
Not here. I mean, me and my daughter rode around for a minute a while ago and saw a few trees down on power lines and stuff. There's one tree that's down on a house, and our fence got tore down, but that's the only structural damage we've got. A few other fences.
Is there flooding in your area right now?
There's some flooding. The bridge down the road at the end of Gray Bridge, they just rebuilt it not too long ago. I mean, it's just flat. It's not like a big bridge or anything, but... Yeah, water's almost over it, and we're expecting more.
It says here, I've got the ABC News story up about this, that rainfall in the area is expected to reach 20 to 40 inches over the next several days. So
yeah, it's supposed to be significant, I know.
Yeah. And then, of course, rivers fill up, then
flooding's going to be bad.
The Salt River, it swells up, and all the little tributaries, and they flow over into another one, and then the Cape River, when it comes down, it'll walk them all. Every bit of that rain, you know, it was going to go up to the Triangle area in Raleigh, but it made that westerly turn. So hopefully we won't get as flooded as bad as what we would have, you know, if it had went further inland, North Carolina. But, I mean, I feel sorry for people in South Carolina right now. But
according to the North Carolina Department of Public Safety, more than 615,000 customers are without power as of this afternoon. So that's likely hasn't changed very much in the last few hours. Chris, thanks for the update tonight. Glad you're doing all right. Glad you're able to get the call out. Anything else you want to share? Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Remember the Katrina, there was video, actually, of the troops that were doing the arresting of people that you were talking about. But there was one part of that video where there was an attorney but they tried to get to leave his house, and he was like, I'm going to shoot you if you come in here or whatever. Like, he was like being pretty threatening back towards him.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't, they didn't mess with him. He's like, I know my rights. You're not taking me out of here. And they left him alone, ultimately, in that case. We're coming up here in moments. 855.
What I got in conviction on?
453 855-450-3733. Government internet. Yeah, that's going to work.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to call us there. And also, coming up very soon, in fact, about a month and a half maybe from now, is the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's the fourth one, and we've had the pleasure of being at all four here on Free Talk Live. This will be October 27th and 28th. Happening in Austin, Texas, as it always does. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is an excellent event for networking, innovation, and entertainment. This year, speakers include Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. You can go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and get your tickets there right now. Free Talk Live, of course, again, broadcasting from the event as we've made a tradition of it. It's a great event. TexasBitcoinConference.com, October 27th and 28th in Austin. We'll look forward to it. And this time the hotel is going to be in the same place as the convention, so that's always nice. This last year you had to kind of travel in order to get to the convention.
I was flying in.
Every day. I mean, it's flying.
Is it in a city where like you can fly in, or do you have to like rent a car after you get there? Oh, it's in Austin.
It's
Austin. Okay.
Yeah. So,
that's not bad.
You can Uber pretty quickly to wherever in Austin.
Well, Austin's not a big airport. Didn't they ban Uber in Austin?
They did, but they're back.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a few years ago. So we've got more here on internet restrictions, and that's where we started the show. But we actually just had a call from North Carolina and kind of just giving us a damage report. What is it like there after being hit by what was apparently a Category 4 hurricane down there? It's easy for us here in New Hampshire to kind of forget that hurricanes exist. We only hear tangentially about them. And, Chris, you were just telling me during the break that when you were living in New Jersey, yeah, you pretty rarely got any kind of danger from hurricanes there. So it's easy for people outside of the South to, you know, not really pay attention to these things. But we do a nationally syndicated show, and that means we're heard in a lot of places. And I was just kind of reflecting back to, it must have been a year ago, maybe it was 2 years, but there was a hurricane, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of it, but some hurricane hit right around the same area. It trounced Myrtle Beach, and we're on in Myrtle Beach, but we're only on Saturday nights, and the hurricane happened, you know, the eye was making its landfall on Saturday night, so we literally were on the air in Myrtle Beach on WRNN, our longtime affiliate there in Myrtle Beach, while people were getting slammed by this hurricane. And the really interesting part of it was almost every other radio station in the marketplace was completely off the air. You know, whatever it was that happened, maybe they were out of power, their backup power wasn't working, their generator failed. I don't know what it was, but for whatever reason, it was that devastating of a storm that radio stations were off the air. Normally, radio stations, you know, they pride themselves in staying on during natural disasters. That's one of the sort of reasons radio still exists, right? Is like when something's happening locally, if there's an actual local radio station with real people working there, you can tune to it and you can find out what's
happening.
It seems
so rare nowadays, though.
It feels like that, right?
I mean, I don't know. I know Keene has a real radio station, but
yeah, we got a couple.
Yeah, I mean, so many places seem to have syndicated, and there's not anybody local to, you know, answer phones or, you know, anything like that.
Right, and we are a syndicated show.
Yeah,
however,
right.
We were a live syndicated show at that particular time, and all of the other stations, almost all of them, according to the callers who called into the show, were off the air, and so many of those people were tuning into Free Talk Live, because we were the only show doing live broadcast talk during that time.
And even, yeah, live broadcast is pretty rare now, too, isn't
correct.
It?
Correct. Yeah, most music
so
stations
it's
are
pre-recorded, a lot of
this
stuff.
Yeah, in the business, they call it voice tracking, where the music disc jockey will record earlier in the day or maybe even days in advance. But it's, you know, it's better if they do it the same day, because then they can at least kind of pretend like, you know, they're there. They record things like the overnight shift or the night shift, and then everybody just goes home at the end of the day, and there's nobody there. It's just on autopilot all night long. Now, in the case of natural disasters, sometimes they'll send somebody in just to make sure there's somebody there who can do reports. But in this case, if the station's off the air, you ain't talking to anybody.
Yeah.
So we were talking to absolutely everybody who had a radio, which was everyone, because, you know, TVs were down, the TV stations were down, radio stations were down. We were the only ones on the air, and it was an amazing 3-hour show of Free Talk Live, just talking to people from the devastated, affected area being hit by a hurricane, just having people tell their stories of what they were experiencing, what was going on around them in their neighborhood. And it was just that was the topic nonstop for 3 full hours. And it was one of those moments where I was proud to be on the radio. You know, this is, you know, you get into radio so you can reach people, right? And we do an internet show too. I mean, we're on the radio primarily, but we're also simulcast online. We're on Twitch right now at twitch.lrn.fm. We're on our audio streams over at freetalklive.com, and we've got some great dedicated listeners listening online. Of course, later on, people listen via the podcast, but there's nothing quite so immediate, even with all the technology around internet audio. Like, now it's easier than ever to get internet audio. You know, you can ask Alexa to tune in to Free Talk Live for you, or listen to the Liberty Radio Network. You can do that through the TuneIn app, I think, on Alexa. You can pull up a streaming device, you know, a streaming program on your phone, and you can find us there, and you can pull. But there's still a few presses, you know, that are involved in getting these things to your ears. You still have to buffer for a few seconds before you're actually going to get that live transmission into your brain.
I'm just thinking, like, everybody and their mom has a podcast. It's kind of insane.
Well, yeah, of course, there's a bevy of choices out there, so there's that too.
And a lot of them are not that good.
No, that's true. But I'm just talking about the immediacy of radio, whereas when radio, you turn it on, and it's there, right? As long as there's batteries in the radio, if there's a hurricane going on, you turn it on, and it's there. And we were the only ones that were there that night.
Well, maybe not.
No, we were there.
Well, I mean, during a storm, if it takes out the radio station, so you may not be tuning into anything.
We may not be, but usually there's some stations that are on during a storm.
During a storm.
In this case, we were the ones. And everybody who was, like, normally would have been listening to music radio was listening to us. And so we had people calling who were like, yeah, I've never heard your show before, but it's great. Thanks for, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then they tell us about what was going on. So we're not going to be doing that tonight because the Myrtle Beach station only carries us on Saturday night. So sorry. I don't know who's on. If it's some, you know, national show, a lot of the time stations air shows in delayed broadcast, as they call them. So even if it was a syndicated show, if it's not live, then you can't talk to them.
Yeah.
So here we are. We are live and the phones are open. If you do want to talk about anything that's on your mind, you can do that. One of the other neat things was we had just wall-to-wall hurricane calls. Nobody else, if they were trying to call in, they didn't get through because the phones were just slammed by, you know, we didn't have Sarah waiting on the lines on that particular
night. Probably a good thing.
Yeah, it definitely was a good thing because that's what radio to me is all about. It's that immediacy, being able to reach large amounts of people. And I'm glad it's still there. As bad off as the radio industry is, as far as the, you know, the shape that it's in, with a couple major corporations going through bankruptcy proceedings, you know, all this consolidation, doing things like killing live radio and cutting staffs down to where there's nobody there at nights. That's hurt the business. It's hurt the industry. But, hey, we're still here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can join us there. And we'll talk about government-run internet in Australia and what that looks like. It's laughable. Coming up.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. New this hour, at least 5 people have been killed as a result of Hurricane Florence. There is catastrophic flooding, and the rain is not over. As for those who died, a mother and her young child killed in their brick home as an enormous old tree falls on it, crushing the home and killing them both in Wilmington, North Carolina. Power lines are down along the North and South Carolina coast. Then a woman with a medical condition passes away in Pender County, North Carolina, after first responders could not get to her because of a downed tree in the road.
Hurricane Florence is different from those we've had before. This hurricane is going to be with us for about 2 days.
That is South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, who warns the slow-moving storm could hover over the state, as we saw with the hurricane and subsequent flooding in Houston, Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or call in on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That is, those are open for you, and you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. The us tonight includes me, Ian,
and Chris.
By the way, I want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. I was talking about how you can listen to Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network, on your Alexa. Well, Blink also works with Alexa, and that's because Amazon purchased the Blink company. I think it was like a year ago, maybe a little bit
really?
Longer. Yep.
Interesting.
Blink's got motion-activated HD wireless cameras that set up super fast. You pop in the batteries, which, by the way, last up to 2 years, and you put the camera wherever you want to put it, and then you plug in the hub that is for the inside of your home. The cameras link into that hub wirelessly. You set it all up on your favorite wireless device, like your tablet or smartphone, and it is super easy. There's no contracts, no subscriptions. And you can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys. Plus, you save an extra 15%. Because you're a Free Talk Live listener, just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. And there you go. We've got it here at the studio. Mark's got it at his house. It's a great little system. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Now, of course, you have to have internet in order for a system like Blink to work. And in the case of Australia, there's a really interesting story here published within the last couple of weeks at CNET about Australia's internet. Headline, Why Australia's Internet Has Turned Into a Literal Car Crash. The green box that represents everything wrong with Australia's long fumbling attempts to give its citizens the speedy internet access they're clamoring for. And then they have a photograph here of a green box. You've probably seen, maybe, I don't know if every power system uses these things, but you ever recall seeing those sort of green power boxes scattered about in neighborhoods and such? Like down in Florida, there's a company called FPL, Florida Power and Light, and they would have these green little stations, little small little boxes, they, you know, not much larger than the trunk of a car kind of size. And they'd have these, like, you know, in neighborhoods and along the roads or whatever. That's what I'm talking about here, like a metal green
box. Yeah, that's where the cable connection is made.
So that's what this picture is of. It's the side of a road. There's fences. There's houses behind the fences. And then in front of the fence, there's one of these green boxes. On a sidewalk in northwestern Sydney suburb, there's a box, a pale green box. It stands 4 feet tall. Inside the box, the internet. Known as a street cabinet or a node, this box contains the equipment needed to deliver internet access to hundreds of homes and businesses in the area. On March 7th, an out-of-control Suzuki Swift slammed into the node, squashing it beneath the chassis. The 18-year-old driver walked away uninjured, but the car ripped the box's cement foundation from the sidewalk. The incident disabled internet access to 280 residents for approximately 48 hours. Just 2 weeks later, on March 22nd, another car skidded off the road and took out the same node.
Wow.
This time, the box separated from its cement base, cables stretching to their limit. Local internet services were again crippled for 48 hours. This humble box in Kellyville, Sydney, may be the unluckiest node in the world, but its misfortune reaches far beyond this tranquil suburb. This is Australia's internet problem in a green box-shaped nutshell. A problem born of the country's insistence on using decades-old inferior copper phone lines for internet access as the world moves to high-speed fiber. Kellyville's node represents how the government turned a blind eye to the future of internet service in Australia, home to over 20 million internet users, favoring outdated technology considered cheaper and faster to upgrade.
Does that mean they don't have cable?
Well, this is a question
copper
I don't
is
have
DSL.
An answer. Yeah, this is a question I don't have an answer to because I haven't done much more than look at this particular.
At least
story.
I would interpret it that way usually.
So I would also like to know what sort of private internet is available in Australia, because this story is going to tell you about the government's internet in Australia. In some places, you can get both, right? In some places, there's. In the world, there's government internet and there's private internet. In other places, the government has total control over the internet.
Right.
So I don't know if Australia has private internet. I suspect they might, but this is a ridiculous story.
I think they might too, but I suspect the government has a lot tied into money, you know, your money basically, your tax money tied into it.
So this is a story about the Australia National Broadband Network. Because we hear about these all the time, not national level, but we hear about cities wanting to create their own broadband networks and selling that to or giving it away to some of their populace. This is a nationwide project of a government sort. And we all know how government projects tend to work out, right?
Yeah.
They tend to be slow. They tend to be delayed, meaning they never meet their deadlines. They never meet their cost estimates. They always go way above what their original cost estimates were. So guess what we're going to find out about Australia's internet? Australians complain about their internet access a lot, and for good reason. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Akamai? A-K-A-M-A-I? They've been around. They're an internet company. They're a CDN.
I thought they were a content delivery network.
Yeah. Well, they also have a State of the Internet report that ranks Australia 50th in the world for internet connection speed, with an average of 11.1 megabits per second. In contrast to the United States, by the way, the U.S. ain't that great. We're only at number 10, with an average of 18.7 megabits per second.
Oh, it's gone up then.
And this is pretty recent, I guess.
Yeah, must be.
And multiple carriers have offered high-speed fiber to the premises in the United States, like Verizon, Google, and Lightower. Those companies, you've even got fiber at your house.
I do,
Chris. Those companies encountered problems of their own. Deploying fiber is expensive, and it doesn't generate the kind of short-term financial reward those businesses are after. Verizon's highly regarded Fios gigabit service is only available to around 12% of the population, and Google pressed pause on their ambitious nationwide Google Fiber service in the U.S. earlier this year as they find ways to improve the rollout.
So 12%, is that in the U.S.?
That seems high. That's according to Verizon Fios penetration. That's not all fiber. That's not all fiber.
Wow. So that means it's even higher than that, probably.
You mean fiber penetration?
Yeah. Yes. I'm surprised. Yeah. I would think that most of the U.S. is, well, I mean, I guess still most of the U.S. is not on fiber, but it's still a lot higher than I was expecting.
For fixed broadband services, FTTP, which again is fiber to the, what's it stand for? Fiber to the premises. Fiber to the premises. They're going to use that acronym quite a bit here. FTTP, fiber to the premises.
Oh, wait, are they including fiber to the premises?
What's your question?
In the statistic of the fiber statistic, is that including the fiber to the...
The only statistic I gave you about fiber was 12%. That was Verizon Fios gigabit service.
Wait, so is that to the house, or is that...
Fios is to the house.
To the house, specifically. Because, okay, because if they're including, like, to the junction box, that's not real fiber.
No, that's okay. Not what we're talking about. This is fiber to the premises. Premises being the location of the internet access customer. Basically.
Fair enough.
So, FTTP. It says here that these deployments led to some huge positives, including lowering network congestion and allowing more devices to be connected simultaneously. Other nations, highest on Akamai's report, including South Korea, Norway, Sweden, Hong Kong, and Switzerland, all employ fiber to the premises as well. For fixed broadband services, FTTP is the future of high-speed internet access. So why doesn't Australia have it? Well, politics got in the way. Well, yeah, it is expensive, Chris, but on the other hand, competition brings prices down.
Yes.
And when you have even what we have in the United States, which is limited competition, to some extent, internet is still coming down in price.
Space is really terrible.
It's not great. Like it says here, we're number 10 on internet speeds. That's not a whole lot to be proud of.
No.
That's bottom of the top 10. That's not great. It's not the worst, but... it does cost money to roll these things out. Obviously, if you live out in the middle of nowhere, you can't get fiber. It's just you couldn't afford to run a line out to the middle of nowhere. So if you're in a city, you're more likely to be closer to maybe an existing fiber install, that kind of thing. So how did politics get in the way? Well, we're going to go back and we're going to look at a little bit of brief history of Australia's government making all kinds of promises to people about faster internet. And then guess what? They don't deliver. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can take your calls about whatever's on your mind here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. According to the internet here, Chris, Australia does have some sort of coaxial. Oh, no, it says hybrid fiber coaxial cable networks. So it has that.
All right, so basically what they're saying is coaxial. It's I always find it funny when they say fiber coaxial because it's guys, let's get this. The backbone of the internet is fiber, okay? You're connecting coaxial to that, but really what you have is coaxial.
To that point.
Right, yeah. Right. Everybody has that. Whether you have DSL or you have coaxial, it's connecting to fiber.
You know, isn't a bad system. I mean, here in Keene, there's a company called Spectrum.
It's
not as fast.
It's good for down speeds, but it's not so much good for up speeds.
It's not as, I want to say fast. I guess I should say there's more latency in a cable system than a fiber system. But they're going to be upgrading to gigabit internet here in Keene very soon.
Now, is that going to be over fiber, or is that going to be over...
Cable. Over DOCSIS 3.0 cable.
So cable, again, this is the problem with cable, is the down speeds are really fast, but you're not getting a gigabit up speed.
That's correct.
Whereas fiber...
I mean, they could give you a gigabit up speed, but
I don't think the technology is designed that way. Like, even if it's... Like, look, I'm sure it's possible for them to design it that way, but they do.
Right? Like, right now, at this studio, we have 20 megabits upstream on a cable connection. We have 300 megabits downstream on that same cable connection. If they wanted to just bust the cap off, I'd have probably 300 megabits upstream. They've got the bandwidth.
No.
They just don't. That won't work. Let you use it.
So the problem is the physical connection coming into the building is not capable of. You might be able to do like 150 megs up and 150 down.
Okay.
Right?
But you wouldn't be able to do.
I'm saying they can bust the cap off anytime they want.
It's sort of misleading. It's kind of misleading when somebody says one gigabit per second without talking about the upload speed, because it's really only one direction. Now, most of us are consumers and not producers, so it's not going to affect us as much, which is why they do that.
Even if the download goes up to one gigabit, I would still expect them to raise the upload limits. Because every time my downstream has increased, my upstream has also increased.
Yeah.
So they have headroom. They just, they restrict it because ultimately most people don't even need that. Your typical internet user isn't doing massive uploads. And even here, we've got more than enough bandwidth already.
Today, more and more people are doing significant size uploads because of video and stuff.
There's
if they
want
to publish to YouTube or something like that.
That's true.
So I wouldn't say that it's not happening with your users.
It's probably
anymore.
more common now.
Much more common to have user created videos and things like that they want to upload.
But if there was more demand for upstream, you'd see more upstream happening, I think. Because again, there is to some extent competition between providers in the United States.
Maybe.
It's just not that great.
I mean, I think one of the problems you also have though is that people don't actually understand what they're buying. It's advertised as a gig, but they don't understand that it's only down and not up. So if it's advertised in a way that's kind of misleading,
some companies are more misleading than others. I've seen it's not hidden in my experience with looking at spectrums.
Cable and DSL my experience has been they tend to advertise down and never up.
No, that's true.
Or rarely
up.
Or it's in fine print.
I haven't noticed that.
I've seen places where they don't even advertise up anywhere and
you have to call
them. You have to call them and ask. And,
oh yeah, I've seen the whole range.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen the whole range.
So, yeah.
So in Australia, according to the Wikipedia article, the most common form of residential broadband is, as you predicted, ADSL, which uses existing copper telephone lines. In Australia, major telephone company Telstra owns the majority of landline infrastructure, with Optus, which is a subsidiary of Singapore Telecommunications, owning the rest, making them well-placed to provide the DSL technology. Smaller ISPs often then resell those wholesale services. They do have what they call hybrid fiber coaxial cable networks running up to 30 megabits a second in metropolitan regions. And then there's a few companies they mention there. And then they talk about some of the wireless access like 3G. I don't know if they've got 4G in Australia yet. But what we were sharing with you here was an interesting story from CNET about the Australian internet. And apparently the government is involved very heavily with what they're calling the National Broadband Network. Australia ranking in at number 50, according to Akamai's State of the Internet reports in speed of the internet. So number 50 in the world for internet connection speed on average. And according to the piece here, they're talking about a technology called fiber to the premises, which is what many countries are moving towards as far as technology. But in Australia, politics got in the way, says CNET. In 2007, the average connection speed in Australia hovered at around 2 megabits per second, and only 7% of Australian households had access to speeds greater than that. Back then in the United States, 71% of households were above that same threshold. So 7% in Australia, 71% of households in the United States. Huge difference. With 26% in the U.S. seeing speeds above 5 megabits per second. At that speed, most Australians wouldn't even be able to access Netflix in standard definition, whereas users in the U.S. would have access to high-definition streams. The Australian government decided something had to be done. Before the 2007 election, Australia's Labor government, led by Kevin Rudd, announced that every home in Australia would receive a fiber internet connection.
Not going to happen. I'm sorry, but if you look at the map of Australia, you'll notice that most of the population is in the major cities.
Of course.
However, as soon as you leave the major cities, there's no way the cost is going. You would bankrupt Australia to try and get every single home in Australia connected to fiber. Literally, the country would go bankrupt.
No, they did propose $43 billion worth to make this happen. They called the National Broadband Network, or NBN, and Australians went to the polls that year and voted for the Labor government into power. A resounding tick of approval for the network. So, hey, what's new? Politicians make big promises and get you to vote for them. When are people going to figure this out? Right? This is the same pattern over and over again. They lie, they promise, they fail. And you keep believing.
You know the crazy thing about this is I don't even think it's the. I mean, okay, so the connection to the home is actually pretty bad there too. But their biggest problem is that they're in the country is in the middle of nowhere. Like, if you look at, like, how close they are to the U.S. or any other country, they're really far.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's really expensive to get anything to Australia, let alone the houses right. in Australia. And one of the things that they actually do to compensate in Australia is they have local ISPs actually set up local, like, servers with content so that...
Caching it?
Caching and yeah, they have all sorts of caching and also just I guess downloading from local servers of content like ISOs, for example, that are freely redistributable. They'll have local caches set up by the ISPs of that content. So, or maybe Windows, you know, if there's some deal with Microsoft or something, mm-hmm. so that you don't have to download from overseas, which is a lot more expensive than and slower than downloading from within the continent.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know if they've, you know, I don't know where things stand right now as far as, you know, providing sufficient bandwidth to the continent, but if they haven't done that, then, you know, increasing your fiber speed, you know, installing fiber is not necessarily going to do you any good because you're still, even if it's capable of a gigabit per second,
right.
you're still only going to get 10, maybe 20 megabits a second because you don't have enough, you know, right. bandwidth coming into the country.
That's when you go to a website like Linux distributions where they have different servers that they say, hey, connect to the one that's nearest to you.
Right.
Because
right.
it's faster that
right.
way.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So 2 years later, the government established NBN Co. and promised the project would be completed by 2017. Delivering.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm sorry, guys, but there's no way they're going to get fiber to every single home in Australia in a matter of a handful of years.
Well, they promised in 2007, so we're talking about a 10-year window.
Still, 10 years, it's just not going to happen.
Delivering
fiber rollouts have been so slow everywhere, right. pretty much, outside of the most highly concentrated cities.
Well, that's because the government has their hands in a lot of it, right? The government has their hands in, even in the United States. Here in New Hampshire, there's government fiber.
Right. It's true. And even privately, like even private entities would not be able to like do the job that this government's promising. Right?
Now, in a lot of cases, the government gets in the way of private entities.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
So you just can't go and string some fiber along the telephone poles.
I mean, you should. That's one of the problems holding back Keene, I believe, is the cost of actually running the lines because each of the poles is basically there's a tax on it. So in order to run the line, like there's fiber in Keene, but nobody can afford it because in order for the
they wanted. 17
company.
Grand for me to run for that to run fiber
from crazy
two streets away.
You're closer to the junction box to have the fiber run than I was, and the reason mine was so cheap, which is only $3,000, was because the basically they're already licensing the poles, so they could just the lines already run, but they can run another line to the junction box, and the system's also kind of crazy because there's not close junction boxes to the homes. It's they have to run it really really far because it's not properly
location.
It's not properly set up.
Right, I think they're using fire stations for that around here.
They are.
Yeah. There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about this plan. The government in Australia saying big money. They're throwing $48 billion or $43 billion at this national broadband network. They promised it'd be done by 2017. We'll check in on it coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.